Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabshati Bhattacharji. Nitin Nabin has been elected as the new national president of the BJP. At 45, Mr. Nabin is the youngest national president in the party's history and the first BJP leader from Bihar to be appointed to the post. Party's national returning officer Dr. K. Lakshman today announced Mr. Nabin's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parb at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Nabin was felicitated by senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda, Nitin Gadkari. Mr. Nabin described the day as a moment of resolve. He said that 140 crore people of the country are working tirelessly to realize Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of making India a developed country. Prime Minister expressed confidence that Nitin Nabin will carry forward BJP's legacy. Enforcement Director today conducted search operations at 21 locations across Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The searches were conducted in connection with the misappropriation of gold and other temple assets relating to Sabarimala Temple. The ED is also conducting searches in Jharkhand, Manipur and Kolkata in connection with a massive fake input tax credit scam worth around 658 crore rupees. The case involves firms accused of generating and availing fraudulent ITC through fake invoices without any actual supply of goods or services. The Pangsaupas International Festival began today in the frontier town of Nampong in Arunachal Pradesh along the Indo-Myanmar border. The event will go on till 22nd January. It incorporates the 80th anniversary commemoration of World War II by featuring a special village ride tracing the historic wartime route from the Hump Museum in Pasigat to Pangsaupas via Changlang district. The festival has become a major platform for cross-border cultural exchange between India and Myanmar and includes a widespread of traditional sports, local cuisine, sightseeing and more. Avian influenza has been confirmed among crows in two gram panchayats of Alappuzha district in Kerala. The health department issued an advisory urging the public to exercise caution while using water from open water sources as a preventive measure. Punjab police today launched Operation Praha to dismantle the gangster network in Punjab to make the state gangster-free. 2,000 teams involving 12,000 police officials have started raids across Punjab today to arrest gangsters, launching an anti-gangster helpline number 93946-93946. Director General of Police of Punjab, Gaurav Yadav, called upon the citizens to inform about gangster activities in their areas to make Punjab a safe state. He said the names will be kept secret. A rapid action battalion officer was killed and at least three others were seriously injured after an Arabic team came under a coordinated mob attack in the jungle Salimpur area of Sitakunda at Chattogram in Bangladesh yesterday evening. The deceased was identified as Deputy Assistant Director Abdul Muttalib of RAB 7. According to RBN police officers, the team was conducting an operation to recover arms and arrest criminals when around 500 attackers mobilized through loudspeaker announcements assaulted the force. At least 40 people have died and many others have been injured following a collision between two high-speed trains in the southern part of Spain. Emergency services said at least 73 people were seriously injured as rescue crews continue to remove people trapped in the derailed carriages. Leaders of European Union countries will hold an emergency summit tomorrow on U.S. threats of tariff linked to President Trump's stated desire to acquire Greenland. Earlier on Sunday, EU ambassadors met in Brussels for an emergency session on the same issue. The sixth edition of the Khelo India Winter Games began in Leh city of Ladakh. Lieutenant Governor Kavinder Gupta inaugurated the event. Players from 21 states and union territories will compete in ice sporting events, hockey and skating. India's 2012 Olympic bronze medal winning shuttler Saina Nehwal confirmed her retirement from badminton. The former world number one said her body could no longer cope with the physical demands of the sport. Saina had not taken part in any tournament in the last 2 years. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.